Praise the Lord. Welcome to this first night of three nights of prayer, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. What a wonderful time to gather to the Lord. The Bible calls us to times of corporate prayer, congregational prayer, and fasting is included for those who are willing to undertake that as well. You know, when you're a young person, teenager, young adult, young couple starting out in life, fasting prayers are very, very important and very powerful. It's one of the great avenues by which God brings blessing down through an individual life and into a family. It's not only for the spiritual side, that benefit is amazing, but even physically, that cleansing and purging that takes place in the physical body. And the Bible says that our health will spring forth speedily if we honor God with proper fasting and prayer and seeking the Lord. Well, you know, probably the predominant fast in Scripture is the three-day fast. Three-day fast because you enjoin the principle of death, burial, and resurrection. And it is such a powerful result that takes place, such great benefit, but partial fasting as well, a fasted life. You know, I think about John the Baptist. He ate locusts and wild honey. He lived a fasted life and kept his spirit sharp before the Lord. And so fasting simply means, to fast means to abstain from food in order to facilitate spiritual purposes. And that's what we're doing. It's a powerful weapon of deliverance and spiritual warfare. Tonight I'm going to speak an abbreviated message, and then we're going to go into a prayer time, and we have a prayer focus tonight, as we will have Monday night and Tuesday night, the ministries of the church, the families, the children's ministry, sons and daughters. And so every night we'll have a prayer focus, and tonight it will be prayer for the harvest. But let's look at the Word of God first for a few moments and encourage our hearts. I felt a word quickened in my spirit as we came toward these 3 days. And the word in my spirit was the word pour. The word pour. The Spirit says pour. The Spirit says pour. The Holy Spirit says pour. Pour is such an amazing word. It means to bestow or distribute largely, generously, copiously. The word pour is, you know, such a descriptive word. It's like you can almost see it in your mind's eye when you say it. And God has a lot to say about Him pouring out to us and us pouring out to Him. It's this word expressive of fullness and abundance. And so we are going to let the Spirit speak to us tonight. The Spirit says pour. Number one, God pours out to us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. God so loved that He gave. Romans 5:5 says, now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. That agape of God, that divine love, there's human love, and there is divine heavenly love, the love of God. The Bible says that love has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Romans 8:32, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? God knows how to pour. Exodus 34:6-7. And the Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord God, Jehovah, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation. Another scripture says, of them that hate me, not of those that love me, but of those that hate me. So we've come under the bloodline, we've come under the power of God, but isn't our God wonderful, abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy? He forgives our iniquities, transgressions, and sins. what a marvelous grace of our Lord. Acts 2, 17 to 18, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. That is, speak by inspiration. Speak the promises of God. Pray by inspiration. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. God pours out on us. Isaiah 44, 2 to 3. For I will pour water, or 3 to 5, for I will pour water on him who is thirsty. I will pour water on the thirsty and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring. They will spring up among the grass like willows by the watercourses. One will say, I am the Lord's. Another will call himself by the name of Jacob. Another will write with his hand, the Lord's. I belong to the Lord. And name himself by the name of Israel. God says, I will pour water on the thirsty. I will pour floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your families, on your sons and daughters. And one other one, Malachi 3:10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. The tithe is 10% of our income. Bring all the tithes into the church, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. God pours out to us, and we know it. We are so full of the love of God poured out in our hearts, the Holy Spirit poured out in our hearts, the blessing of God that has come upon our lives and families. We are full of the blessing of the Lord because God is a pourer. God pours out. He's not withholding. He's not reluctant. He's generous. He's giving. He pours upon his people. Number two, second point tonight, pour out your heart to God. God pours out to us. Pour out your heart to God. Psalm 62, verse 8. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Pouring out our heart, those gushings of the Spirit. Language pouring out of us. Pouring out of our spirit. Sighing and groaning and calling on the Lord, seeking the Lord with all our hearts, out of our innermost being, language pouring out of us by the Holy Spirit. Romans 8 and verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Inarticulate speech, the Holy Spirit working with us in our prayer requests, not knowing how to pray for certain things, not knowing exactly how the future should unfold for us. But as we pray over our families and over our circumstances and over our lives, the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, is activated inside of us, and the Holy Spirit begins to pray through us with groanings, with sighs, with gushings of the Spirit, with inarticulate speech, and he just pours through us. Hallelujah. What a blessing it is to pour. We know when we're pouring. We know what it feels like. We know what it is. God pours out to us. We pour out to God, this glorious union in the Spirit. John 7, 37 to 39. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart, out of his innermost being, will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke, concerning the Holy Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink, Jesus said. Out of his heart, out of his soul, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit pouring through our lives in rivers of living water. Wow, language, life, promises, prayers that we don't even know are inside of us. Living language that begins to pour out of us, a prophetic spirit as we call on the name of the Lord. That is the portion for God's people. That kind of flow. You can bypass the mind. You can bypass, you know, the mind and the human aspect. It's so limited. It's so restrictive. And you can just let the Holy Spirit pour through in rivers of living water, language, speaking in tongues, prophesying, lifting up the name of the Lord. What a mighty privilege and opportunity we have. Well, Acts 2, 1-4, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, the day the Holy Spirit came, as Jesus said in John 7, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. There is a fire of the Holy Spirit for every believer. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You know, we have 3 days of prayer tonight and the two following. If you haven't been baptized in the Holy Spirit, those rivers of living water flow out of you, ask Jesus to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. He is the baptizer, not a person. When you come to water baptism, an officiating minister baptizes you. But when you come to be filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus is the baptizer. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. He said, if you thirst, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Begin to wait on the Lord. Say, Lord, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want language to pour out of me. I want rivers of living water to pour out of me. Supernatural utterance, prayer, sighing, groanings, longings of the Spirit, speaking in supernatural tongues. Maybe you could ask some believers around you that you know, say, could you pray with me that I could have this experience of the baptism in the Holy Spirit, this empowering, this supernatural infilling, this flow of the Holy Spirit? There's no life like it. There's no life like it. Once rivers of living water have flowed out of our life and we've experienced it, we can never go back to anything less. That's the power of God. That's the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So if you have not received the baptism of the Spirit, as Pastor Mark mentioned this morning, spend these next few days and say, Lord, I want to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Come upon me in your power. Well, one other scripture, Lamentations 2:19, arise, cry out in the night. At the beginning of the watches, pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up your hands toward him for the life of your young children. Pour out to him. Pour out your soul to him. The Spirit says, pour. The Spirit says, pour. The Holy Spirit says, pour. God pours out to us, and let's learn to pour out to him. Final scripture, Mark 14, 3-9. And being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard, the most fragrant perfume. Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head, honoring his lordship, his headship. But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, "Why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they criticized her sharply. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish, you may do them good. But me you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body." She's come to anoint me, to anoint my body for burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial, as a memory to her. I mean, this Mark 14, this Mary in the alabaster box, this is very dear to the heart of Jesus. Let her alone. She's done a good work. Mary came and broke open the alabaster flask. Inside was that precious oil. Not just a few drops, not some measured response, a little hallelujah, a little praise the Lord. She poured out. She poured out. She said, I need to break the flask. I need to break the flask. The neck is too small. The neck is too restrictive. The neck is too narrow. If I don't break open this flask, I can't convey to the Lord what I really want to show him. I've got to break this flask open. The flask and the fragrant oil, they were the outward symbol of her life and what was inside of her and how she wanted to anoint the Lord. She said, "I'm breaking this open because I want to pour everything I have on the Lord. I want prayer and worship and affection and adoration and supplication and invoking of his lordship and his headship on my life. I want the Lord to know that I love him with all that I have within me." And she broke open the alabaster box, the flask. We need to break open our lives, don't we? Break open our lives. Say, "Lord, this neck is too restrictive, too narrow. But you know how to, in a supernatural way, bypass that until rivers are flowing out of me and ointment is pouring out of me and joy is pouring out of me and abundance is poured out on the living God." Hallelujah. Let's ask the Lord for that fresh pouring. The Holy Spirit says pour tonight. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for the pouring out that you do into our lives. Such goodness, such abundance, windows of heaven opened, the pouring out of blessing, pouring out of the love of God. And Lord, like Mary, the church now, Lord, your bride, to pour back out to you, Lord, with all that is within us, to learn to pour, to learn to break open the flask, to learn to bypass the narrowness of our own mind or our own natures, O Lord, and learn to really pour by the Holy Spirit. And so we thank you, Lord, as we give ourselves to you these days, Lord, to seek you. Tonight, Lord, in the prayer focus, Lord, Father, you would be glorified in the prayers tonight. While we're coming to the prayer focus tonight, maybe we could bring that up on the screen. Prayer focus tonight is prayer for souls, prayer for the nations, prayer for the harvest. So we want to pray for the Christ City churches, this one in particular. This one in particular, we're praying over this house of God to be a witness in this city, and that many hundreds and thousands of souls will come to Christ in the days and years to come, be baptized and filled with the Spirit, and go on to serve the Lord. Well, we have Christ City churches in particular Kenya. Over 60 Christ City churches are established in Kenya under Apostle Frank Joachim. We have the CTI centers in the Philippines, in India, in Uganda, in Kenya as well. So there are many pastors, probably 1,000 people every month that are receiving the CTI courses in those parts of the world, at least 1,000 and going out, and most of them are pastors and church workers, and they share it out to their congregations, and on it goes, a river down to the Dead Sea of this world. And so we thank God for that missions expression, and Widows and Orphans International, over 400 or 500 children that are sponsored by this church. Please, let's pray for them tonight. We get reports from them. They are entirely overwhelmed that somebody would think of them and help them and be a blessing and provide for their monthly needs, and that they could have schooling. What a blessing, because many are not able to do that. So pray for the Widows and Orphans International. And perhaps we could look at these scriptures. 1 Timothy 2, 1-5. Therefore I exhort, first of all, says this is of primary importance, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, political leaders, teachers in schools, workers in the church, there are many, the police force, there are many levels of authority in this land. The Bible says that we would pray for all men, but for kings and those in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Supplications, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings for all men, for God desires all men to be saved, and that we would have good government in our land, and we thank God for it. Psalm 2:8, ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. Well, we live at the ends of the earth, according to this scripture, and God wants to give harvest here. You know, this word was a word to Jesus in his resurrection. The Father said to him, ask of me, and I will give you the heathen for your inheritance, the nations and the ends of the earth for your possession. So why don't we just pray and say, Father, give to your Son Jesus the nations. Give to your Son Jesus the nations. Give him the uttermost parts of the earth for his possession, that hundreds and thousands and billions of people would come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Matthew 9:37-38, then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. So we know the Lord has called us to pray for the laborers, pray for people to rise up to be harvesters, and for the church to be a harvest itself. Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men. Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men. You are going to touch lives. You're going to impact people. People are going to get saved. People are going to come to Christ. He said, follow me, and I will make you become. And so we thank God for the harvest. And he added to them, he said, fear not. From now on, you shall catch men. From now on, you shall catch men. And women, nations, and so we put our trust in those promises. So tonight we're going to go to the prayer time now for the next 30 minutes, half an hour of prayer tonight, and I'll close out at 7:30, but please take this prayer focus tonight. Start praying for harvest, start praying for souls, start praying for the blessing of God on the ministries that are noted on the screen tonight. And again, as our manner is, walk this auditorium, maybe you can be seated, you can stand, lift your hands, call on the Lord, and let's have a great night of prayer, and God bless you so much. I want to add If you would like specific prayer for any needs, please, in these next 3 days, come to one of the district pastors or other leaders or staff pastors or people you know and say, could you pray for me? That God will touch my life and heal me and direct me and lead me. And let's allow the Lord to minister through that prayer avenue as well. Thank you so much. God bless you. Let's enter into our prayer time.